Brighton Festival 2018.
Fortunately, because we can't see everything, we've been relying on Mark Johnson from the Slipstream show to see quite a lot of the marvellous music that's been on offer. So Mark has kindly joined us in the studio to talk through some of your highlights. So where would you start on the sort of walkthrough of what's happened?
Well, first of all, it's great to be here and brilliant show. Enjoyed it. The days I've heard it, it's been fantastic.
Thank you, Mark. So, we've loved your pieces
as
well.
We have absolutely loved your pieces.
Your pieces are a bit of a kind of oasis of calm in the programme because the programme's been quite sort of, you know, revolving door of guests. Yeah. And sort of manic is possibly not too fine a word to put it. So your lovely pieces, your interviews, your previews have been a nice oasis of calm.
Right.
Anyway, enough of the self-congratulation. Okay, right. Tell us about what you liked at the festival.
Well, I haven't seen as much as I wanted to. Due to my work commitments, but one of the
Leave
things
the
I
job.
Saw, I have. That's the problem. One of the things I saw, which really surprised me, was a band called Jungle, which
that was right at the start of the festival,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah. And I have to say, this wouldn't normally be my sort of thing, but I have to say they were absolutely brilliant. They've had music in the chart, and I was expecting to be the oldest person there.
It's very poppy.
Yeah, very poppy, very charty sort of stuff, but they were really good. Great stage presence, great light show, great sound. So it got off to a good start.
Even for old guys like you?
Yeah, well, it turned out I wasn't the oldest there. So. I think there was a guy in row two that was... No, it was very good. They were very good. Almost like a slightly modern-day Elements of Chic to them, I felt. I think the nicest person I've interviewed was John Sermon.
Love that interview, that's great, yeah.
Spoke to him, really early in the morning in Oslo, and he just couldn't be nicer. Such a top professional guy. And I know Jack went to see John Sermon.
Yes, our other reviewer, Jack went to see him,
And he said it was fantastic. So, yeah, that was great. The Miles Davis thing that was on the Saturday.
Yeah,
that's really
one
good.
I would have really liked to have gone to. Yeah,
I couldn't go to the thing in the afternoon, but I went to the gig in the evening, and I also interviewed Dave Akumu. They played sort of Miles Davis music from the 70s, and it was just absolutely fantastic.
It's a kind of recreation, a reinterpretation,
yeah. Really. You know, full-on band, two drummers. The sound was great in the church, and musicianship was fantastic. And again, speaking to Dave Akumu, who's got a tremendous track record in music, he was really great. Interesting fact about Dave Akumu, he was actually electrocuted on stage.
Not in Brighton, I hope.
No, this was in, I think it was in Nigeria.
Wow.
And if it wasn't for a quick thinking of a band member, he would have died, as the electric current went right through his muscles and broke his legs.
Good grief.
So it's a really shocking story.
You don't get that
story.
Kind of thing at St George's Church, do you?
No.
Hopefully.
No, we got health and safety.
Health and safety, yeah.
But I think the best thing really was the Kronos Quartet. I think the thing about the festival, as well as being entertaining, I think the festival is, I can't think of the word now, educating, if you like.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about the Kronos Quartet, which I didn't know. And there was a fantastic film on about them, about their 45-year, career in music. There were some great little clips in there.
Trailblazers, aren't they, in their
style?
Yeah,
yeah. Redefine really the what we think of as a quartet. You know, so they're a string quartet. They're absolutely tremendous. And then in the second half of the evening, they had this trio from Mali called the Trio de Cali, which they've produced an album, which was one of last year's biggest selling albums in the world music scene.
Nice.
They were absolutely fantastic.
Just briefly, because we've got so much to pack into the show.
Sorry, yeah.
You talked about education in the festival. Now, Melita and I were talking earlier about the fact that the diversity of content across
lots of black performers, LGBT performers,
lots of stuff, and also in the musical front. I mean, we've had Cypriot, we've had traditional jazz, we've had Amazonian. Yeah. It's stunning, isn't it? And it's education, but it's entertainment education.
Exactly. Nakane, fantastic artist, South African singer. Got a great future. We're going to hear a lot more from him. He's part of the Xhosa community in South Africa, where it's not totally accepted yet to be gay, but has come out and he's a great trailblazer. You know, fantastic artist.
Which gives me an opportunity to play Nakane in the background.
Yeah. Mark Johnson, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. As well. But,
and when can we hear Slipstream and people can hear more of you and your amazing music?
1 o'clock Saturdays, Slipstream Worldwide Beats.
Mark Johnson, thank you very much for your contributions to the Brighton Festival show. It's been a delight and a pleasure. Cheers.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.